So would you just give us a quick background of the case so we can talk about the legal issues?
Sure, sure. The litigation arose from a collision between the ACX Crystal, a Philippine-based vessel, and the U.S. Navy destroyer USS Fitzgerald. You may have heard of this on the NPR or something. I've seen a number of people talking about this, and this was in Japanese territorial waters, and that's important, as you know. The ACX Crystal was involved in Asian trade and had not called into the United States, and seven U.S. Navy sailors were killed on the Fitzgerald and injured, another 40 or so were injured as a result of this. And the ACX Crystal was chartered by the NYK Line, which is a major global logistics company, which is headquartered in Japan, and it transports cargo by air and sea throughout the world. The suits were filed against the NYK Line in federal court in Louisiana by the injured sailors and the people on behalf of the deceased sailors who were, and the NYK Line moved to dismiss the suits for lack of personal jurisdiction. And I guess I should have listened to Judge Afric, because he granted the motions to dismiss in both suits, and the dismissals were appealed to our court. But I'm foreshadowing. I didn't think the suits should be dismissed, but I was ultimately wrong.
So you were on the original three-judge panel that heard all the appeals of this. And so when you look at this, this is a difficult jurisdictional question that you face, because those NYK line vessels call regularly in the United States at least 30 of our ports. They operate an air cargo service at six U.S. airports. The revenue that they get from North America is $1.5 billion. They've invoked the power of our federal courts, I think, 75 times as plaintiffs. But the accident occurred, as you said, in Japanese waters, and it did not arise out of that particular voyage and accident, didn't arise out of any contacts in the U.S. So there wouldn't be specific personal jurisdiction in any state or general jurisdiction in any state under state due process standards. However, the suits are brought in New Orleans in federal court. They're brought under federal admiralty law. So what's the argument that the plaintiffs can then make, you know, $1.5 billion revenue company, what's their argument for personal jurisdiction of this Japanese accident here in the United States?
Well, there's this delightful federal rule, 4K2. And 4K2 is kind of a new rule, and it provides for in personam jurisdiction when the claims arise under federal law and the defendant is not amenable to suit in any state court or general jurisdiction, and the plaintiff can show that the exercise of jurisdiction is consistent with the U.S. Constitution. So, which is the due process clause of the Fifth Amendment, not the 14th Amendment, and that's very important to this analysis. So it's basically general jurisdiction in U.S. courts and not governed by the 14th, but instead governed by the Fifth. And so there's this rule that says that you can do this. And the plaintiffs argue that the standard for due process under the Fifth Amendment should not be constrained by the federalism concerns for state sovereignty that are reflected in the standard for due process under the Fourth Amendment. As you know, in recent years, under the 14th Amendment, as you know, in recent years, the general jurisdiction has tightened up. The Supreme Court's tightened that up a bit for claims in the states. The idea is that it's difficult to get jurisdiction under general jurisdiction principles under the 14th Amendment, and that's because of concerns that the states have. But this is a case that's generally in the federal jurisdiction, and it's pursuant to this particular rule, and so it needs to be based upon contacts with the United States as a whole.
Certainly reading the decision from the panel, you all seem to have been convinced that the plaintiff's argument was persuasive. So why couldn't you just, as a panel, rule in favor of them then?
Well, we had a case that had dealt with the problem, and it was, I think it was called Patterson, and we believe that a previous case in our court, which was following the Daimler decision, the case was called Patterson, and it had precluded relief here. And so, as you know, the Fifth Circuit follows a very strict rule of orderliness, and it says one panel cannot overrule another panel, but must instead go en banc. That's why you see us going en banc with some frequency, because we think that we have case law that needs to be cleaned up, or we have different, think the approach was not correct in the previous case. So we voted the case en banc. So far, so good. We expressed the need that it go en banc. The case was voted en banc. But alas, the court as a whole ruled that the 14th Amendment principles would apply to general jurisdiction in the United States, basically.